Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, don't you say?
I don't know. I'm lost. This damn Sim Social, my Sim sink broken or something. I can't hear a damn thing but water running.
Turn the sound off. That's what I had to do.
I couldn't find it. I was like, just die. Then she started crying. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Whose idea was this? Yeah, PA. Oh, wow. Jesus. I tried to close it down. It came back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, all right. So if you guys haven't guessed already, you are now listening to Gamer Girls Radio. It is, what day is today? August 18th, 2011. And yes, we are back. We're all playing Sim Social, or at least me and Corey are. And Blaster's making it feel really good.
Just now.
Okay. What was I saying?
Go ahead and call her the name. Can you call it on air? Let's just see. Say it, Blaster. Say it.
What's that?
Call her the name. Call her.
Oh, you dirty whore, you.
Okay. You know.
I was like, what do you want me to say? I didn't remember. I'm sorry. I thought that was private. I'm sorry.
It is private, just so everybody knows. If you call her a dirty whore, we may have to take you down.
Yeah, that's only for special people. Only really special people can call me that. If anybody else calls me that, you will get a broken nose, I swear. Okay. Anyway.
Inconceivable.
Let me give you the phone number before I introduce us. The phone number, if you want to call in and chat, is 347-215-7977. I will repeat that just to make sure you get it correctly. It's 347-215-7977. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Woo. I'm Snow White. Yeah, do not call me a dirty whore unless I give you permission.
Or you are a dwarf.
Anyway, yes. It took me a minute to get that. I was like, what? Okay. Unless you're one of my seven dwarves or you have my permission, do not call me that. And then we also have Gamermatrix / Corey up in the hizzle. Hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi, bitches.
I was going to say it on my own, but thank you.
He saved you the trouble. And that lovely man over there who keeps making my night, that's Master Blaster. Hi, honey.
Hello. How are you?
Ooh. I'm good.
Put that away now.
I can't. It's already out.
This show is taking a turn for the dirty.
It's taking a turn for the better, I would say.
I agree. I agree very much.
Ginger is reprimanding you all in the chat room by using the one name and several exclamation
spank
points.
Spank us, Ginger. Spank us.
Oh, my God. Did you hear her this morning or yesterday? Speaking of spanking. Yeah.
Well, you can't just stop like that. Speaking of spanking, yeah.
Tell y'all later. Everybody else is going to have to go listen. So I know what I'm doing.
You can tell us later?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I don't think it's carpet fibers, or it might be.
It might be carpet fibers.
No, I want to zoom straight to later. To them. Like, they always play that. Like, they're like, we're going to go talk to the DA. It's like, dong, dong. And they're like,
oh, yeah. Well, it could be carpet burn.
Wow.
Where's the anyway. Where was the sound effect? Carpet burn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dun, dun.
I want some carpet burn on the knees, though. Okay, that didn't land very well.
I was holding it in. I really was.
Right, sure you were.
I was trying not to giggle.
Just whatever. Just let's move along.
I was holding it in.
Right. Moving along.
Hey, the only pleasure I get all week is torturing you, so I have to.
And you all have to do is call me, Corey, if you want pleasure more than one time a week.
No, it's not fun because then you can't talk back. I can't call you at work and then torture you and stuff. And I could, but it's like.
But it's torture involved, and it'll just be you being tortured.
No, no. When I call you at work, it'll be you being tortured. That was tasty.
All right.
Okay. What's going on in the world? Do any of you know?
Oh, my goodness. Have we given out the number yet?
Yes, I just did.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I know.
I was thinking dirty thoughts when you were talking. It happens a lot when you're talking.
Well, I'm going to start the show kind of sad and kind of happy at the same time. I'm celebrating both the birthday of a little one in my family and the passing of an older one in my family. So, safe journey to my great aunt and happy first birthday to my little cousin.
Yay. Well, all and yay.
Yeah, all and yay.
All in one.
It was a hell of a day.
I bet.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well,
I am too.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all what I saw Ginger this morning. I don't begrudge it, but I didn't really like my aunt. She knows it now. She knew it then. But speedy journey. I'll see you when it's my turn. Anyway, moving on. I'm mean, right?
Right.
Well, this week has been the battle of the game companies, which I'm now just going to start calling them gangs.
Yeah, you know what? They need gang signs, for real.
They do. They really do. I think I'm going to write up a few tonight. I'm going to put them up on the website. I'm going to take pictures of my hands. Because I got one for EA already. You know, I'm doing it right now. She needs three fingers, you know, and then it's the two fingers down on the other hand. Yeah, so EA, you get it? So I'm just going to go ahead and do that. They are out of control this week. This one's suing this one. Zynga's buying people because they said bad stuff about them. Then they got sued by somebody. Oh, excuse me. It's the gum. before I do any of that, I do need to square this up. The Ginger is drunk and sick, so there will be no news in the morning. Please do not text me asking me where is your news. Every Saturday morning, no matter how many times I tell y'all there is no Saturday and Sunday news, I get a text every Saturday morning. Every Saturday.
And I'm busy or else I would pitch in. So, sorry, guys.
I will not be here anyway. So, I cannot do your news unless you want me to call you while I'm rolling down the freeway and yell out to you the traffic report, which won't help you if you're not in Houston. So,
sipping on gin and juice. I don't know where that. I don't know.
Need some. But I must start off with this because you guys remember we were talking way back when about Ubisoft and Driver and their DRM they were going to put in the game.
Oh, you're going to steal my thunder. Are you going to talk about From Dust?
I'm going to keep my comments to myself. No, I was talking about Driver.
Oh, okay.
Not From Dust.
I have a related story. Go ahead.
We are not having relations. Stop it.
We are. You just don't know it.
That's not good if I don't know it.
He doesn't know it. That's not good.
I got this Facebook page of you and everything.
Oh, man.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You done brought it out. You done brought it out.
And been drunk. Okay. I'm sorry. I watched Despicable Me yesterday for some odd reason.
That's a good movie, actually.
So fudgy! It's so fudgy!
It's fluffy.
It's fluffy. It's fluffy.
Yeah, fluffy.
All right, I'm sorry.
You done been drunk, tiny mouthwash. That's my part. You done been drunk. Okay, anyway.
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. Okay, apparently enough of you out there bitched, complained, moaned, threatened, and they said, fine. You will not require a constant connection to the server so that you can play. You'll no longer be required to have a constant internet connection in order to play the game, but you'll still need to sign it online at the game. Okay, a bunch of you agree with you on one hand, but you're also a bunch of little bitches for complaining so hard. Don't play the game. Wait till after it comes out. See, y'all are not grasping how to complain after it comes out. They'll drop the price to get it for cheap. And we don't have DRM. What do I have to...
They just don't listen. They don't listen.
Well, Ubisoft's been throwing DRM all over the damn place. You know, I was gonna mention that their game From Dust is another Ubisoft game. And basically, I was reading an article today by Owen Good, and he was talking about how From Dust on the PC has been just a complete disaster. First off, the Ubisoft had that You know, there was that confusion about whether it was going to have the always on connection or not. And then on top of that, when the game was finally released, it was locked at 30 frames per second for PCs, even PCs that were capable of even, you know, much greater frames per second than that. Stuck at 30 frames per second. There was jaggy graphics, and there was glitches all over the place. And so there's even been some unconfirmed reports right now that Steam is going to offer a refund for anybody that purchased from us through the Steam store. Yeah, so it's like that bad. And it's just a terrible, it's a terrible console port that was never adjusted for the PC probably. And it's just, I mean, it seems like Ubisoft's just fallen down. I mean, what's up with this DRM thing? I mean, Steam does, so Steam is a sort of, is a kind of DRM, right? But it's not that offensive. You can actually play games offline with Steam.
Well,
it's
they just, have a reason, because you're actually pushing the whole community aspect online, much like your Xbox and your PlayStation have the, you know, home. Steam is kind of, in an odd way, a virtual platform. So you can talk with your friends, or, you know, like we were doing, and harass friends and see what they're playing and some trailers and stuff, just like you can on Xbox.
You quickly connect to games that your friends are playing, even. You just right-click on them and say, you know, connect, you know, join game. That's it. You're
you know,
in.
I'm going to tell Steam to hire you. He just loves them.
He does. Every time I bring them up, he's like their biggest spokesperson.
Oh, well, I have to say that. But see, that's the thing, right? So you talk about Steam from perspective of a person who used Xbox Live.
Yeah.
And so all these features are standard for you, right? Like you've been used to this for a while. The PC gaming crowd has not really seen these types of things until Steam came along. And Steam started, I mean, Microsoft, Xbox Live have been there first. Steam wasn't doing anything new, but it's just the platform it was to do it on was new. And Steam is, you know, and Steam did it right because it wasn't in your face. Like Games for Windows Live was just in your face. It was terrible. I hated it. It had clunky controls.
Which one?
Games for Windows Live was like, it was like the Windows version of Xbox Live, essentially. And Microsoft pushed it a couple of years ago. They came out with it, and it's just been a horrible disaster.
I remember thinking I'm crazy, because when that was out was when you could play your PC game with your Xbox friends if you had the same game. I see, I'm crazy. Well, I am.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
It's a game-by-game basis, though, right? It's
Corey,
like
is Blaster breaking up to you, or is it just me?
He is breaking up a little bit, but...
Okay.
I have internet problems. Thank you.
You should stop all that drinking.
Thank you, Time Warner Cable.
You gotta hate that.
Anyways, so... But, I mean, it's just... I don't know what's going on with Ubisoft. They're just... It's been a disaster from left to right.
Well,
I don't know why...
Here's the catch-22 in that little... We're not gonna make you do the DRM. You still gotta sign in every time you play.
No, you have to... To launch the game, you have to be connected to the internet.
Are you really crunching the ice in my ear on the air?
On air. On
air. I forgot I was on the air. I'm sorry.
Mancy feels very comfortable with you all.
I do. I feel comfortable with you, the viewer. You should feel comfortable.
The viewer? There's somebody viewing you. What are you doing over there?
Hey, Mike. My webcam's on right now. You can come view me.
Hands above the desk.
Ooh, okay. Well, let me connect real quick.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me adjust it to about waist height. There we go.
Okay. Everybody's waist height to you. You're like a giant.
Anyway. Yes.
People stand next to you. Damn. Off my head. Oh, I'm sorry.
You told me to put it there. Twice there. Don't complain.
As long as it doesn't look like he's hitting me with a sledgehammer, I'm okay with that.
Damn.
Well, I might as well get both valve stories out of the way now so we can move on. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. So the second story is kind of a two for one. It's first off that Gabe Newell, who is the the head of Valve and one of the very vocal spokesperson for them as well. You've heard about the EA controversy, where EA has been pulling games from Steam, and they've been complaining that it's Valve's fault, and Valve has all these draconian rules about how they can update games and all that. And we just care about you, the viewers, but players, but actually Electronic Arts. Their own Steam-like service called Origin. Anyways, Gabe Newell came out today and said, basically, in an interview at Games Day, that Gamescom. I'm sorry, not Games Day. Gamescom, saying that we really want EA titles on Steam. He said we want to be useful for the developer, to provide useful tools to everyone. And he said that right now they are working really hard, trying to work really hard with EA to get some of these games put back on Steam. So. Apparently, Steam's working really hard to get this fixed. I don't know how hard EA is working right now, especially with Origin just being launched.
Well,
I have a feeling they're not It's hard.
Origin may piss some of the peoples off. I did try to warn them. Sim people, you don't fuck with their Sims. You.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hot over on the Sims 3 forums. If you don't believe me, go ahead and sign up. They'll let you sign up. You can have a game. You can look. You can't say anything, but it's just like a free for all. They are not meant
much.
Yeah, you don't have a game to register. You know, you don't Sims 3. They won't let you speak, but you can watch all that. Bitch, all I need now is a video again with the gang signs. Bitch, you better fix my fucking game. It's going to be on up in this motherfucker. Okay, anyway.
And the second part of the twofer is, real quick, that the Half-Life 3 protest is off. After 2 days.
All three of them?
All three of them left. Basically, what happened is Gabe Newell came out there. He talked with them for a little bit, and he told them, basically, quote, "I'm for you, sorry," end quote. Asked them how many sodas they had, and they sent. So Valve went back to the office. He went back to the office and had them some sodas and pizza out to the guys, and then let them get hands on time with defensive agents too, and basically sent them on their way, and they left empty handed without any information about Half-Life 3. So if you were expecting the protest to actually do something, not. I'm sorry.
So
no news on Half-Life. What's that?
I can't say that I'm shocked. Did that protest not get any results?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it seems like everybody had a good time. Gabe Newell said that they stayed for 2 days and we missed them already.
Aww.
Oh, Val, this is your protest. You guys please return.
Oh, wow. Suddenly got nauseous. I don't know where that came from.
So if you can, please come back. Val misses you.
Please don't tell them that.
They will be back.
They'll be back. You know how gamers. Oh, they want us to come back. It's like that guy that showed up to the store to wait for his buying. Was it the 3DS that he had on his Nintendo Power Glove?
they brought the out there. Like,
yeah, and then Reggie came to give it to him. So that was nice. So they think they'll get something. They'll come back. Gamers are people. Annoying. Where are some annoying people? Really?
If we have any idea, any inkling that there might be some free shit, we're
yes. Free shit? All right. I'm telling you, I'm the perfect candidate for Girl Gone Wild. Corey, we'll give you a free game if you show your fluffy cakes. Woo!
Is that all
that's pretty
is that all take?
Here's 3,000 free Microsoft points. Woo! Hey!
Hey, Snow, we're going to give you two free games if you... Okay. What? You want... Okay. Mm-hmm.
We ain't finished the sentence. I don't care what...
I don't even care. Just...
Cool. Free and games, my two favorite words.
I got to get some free games for
I don't have the pretty fluffy cakes. These other two chicks over here, that Snow White chick and that ginger chick.
I mean, we can negotiate. There's other things I might be interested in.
Oh, you need... What? Oh, hold up. No. Not for you.
I have some sort of good news. It's kind of personal good news.
Okay. Roll it.
So I've been playing Rift lately, right? Just because I want to. But I know you don't like Rift, but I do. And I was kind of disappointed because for the most part, the general mentality of the game is a little subpar. That's putting it nicely. Mm-hmm. Okay?
I don't know why, but go ahead.
Yeah, they're a bunch of dumbasses. But I was playing the other day in an area.
Ignore me.
Okay. Well, yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yes. I was playing in just a general area the other day, and I came across some random dude named Falathorn. Hi, if you're listening. I don't think he is listening, but just in case, hi. And he was actually really nice and intelligent and knew what he was doing, and he spoke in proper punctuation, proper grammar, and I about fell over.
Is he single?
I don't know.
He knew what he was doing, so he knew where to put his hands, is what you're saying.
Well, he sent me presents. He sent me, like, some 14,
nice.
14 slot silk bags, like three of them.
Wow.
You know, I think that's nice, but you know what? I'm in Second Life, and they give me presents because I know the monetary value of said presents.
Right?
Let me see. Well, how much was this? 1,000 lindas. Let me go look that up on the market. That's about $2. No, this is not going to cut it. $2? No.
I am worth, I ain't no $2 hoe. Well,
okay. I'm worth at least $8. Somebody needs that's about 5,000 lindas. Someone needs you to get me.
Pass it over. Come on.
Such a dirty second life whore.
I am.
Ooh.
I will tell you this. Boots right. I got the guy to buy me a second line. 15,000 lindas. You do the math, bitches. 15.
Are you serious?
Kid you not. Those some beautiful boots out forever until they just
walk in.
That's
just what
they'll
do.
That's just
do.
What I did, too. Thanks.
Corey's boots are gonna walk all over you.
Thanks, deuces.
Maybe I should start spending more time in Second Life because I have not been in there in a while. Like, I'll pop in and be like,
earlier.
Pop out. No, I was in there earlier for like, I don't know, 20
couple
minutes.
Hours. Nah, nothing big.
No, about 20 minutes, and then I got out again. There's nothing for me anymore. It's boring.
Let me just tell you
what.
What? I have created two monsters. I can get neither Snow nor Ginger out of Second Life. I don't care what time of the day I come in.
I am not in Second Life either, girl. I am playing Overlord, Overlord 2.
I cannot
2,
get out.
Dragon
oh,
Age,
oh,
Dragon
oh.
2, Rift.
Overlord.
Overlord.
Oh. Just
love
found that
game.
So
I'm actually
awesome.
Playing Overlord 2 right now. I'm trying to beat it.
Wait a minute, is this a legal copy?
Like, yeah.
Look, is this a legal copy? Of
yes. Girl, yes.
Because you know, some of the ISPs right now saying they're earning money from BitTorrent traffic. So.
Yes, I saw that actually on the games. I was going to bring that up. Games Politics. They said the ISPs are making money off of BitTorrent. Yes.
And that's why they're not going to ever shut them down. They will
of
not let it happen.
Of course not. Mm. Of course they won't. I mean, if you're making money off of something, why are you going to shut it down? They don't care. Even if it's illegal, they'll be like, oh, well, we didn't know they were doing it. Seriously.
Okay. Let's throw some numbers at the people. Out of all traffic, 32%, does not leave the country of origin for BitTorrent. An additional 41% only travels to another country, so they keep swearing that, you know, we're just borrowing all these other countries, which is not true. I can't read Chinese at all, so if I can't read it, I'm not downloading it. The researchers also found the majority of users stay in the local tier networks. I do as well if I'm trying to borrow something periodically. And I say borrow because I'll go back and pay for it. I'm trying to borrow it periodically. I try to stay below the radar. I don't want to be caught.
Mm-hmm. Mine low.
I lie very low. Mm-hmm. Stop it, Blaster.
Oh,
shut up.
Can you go?
Shut up.
Oh, and if we're breaking up, guys, we really there's nothing we can do about it. So
yeah, it's blog talk and a combination of that and internets.
Yeah, so
blame
it on
the internets.
Oh, and you know, along with the whole BitTorrent thing, apparently GameStop went to GameStop the other day. It's a sad state of affairs. Let me tell you. Really sad. There's hardly any PC games on there. But they said that traditional sales are down, and most of their revenue now comes from digital downloads and pre-owned.
You know what's really interesting about that you should bring that up, Snow, is that I went into GameStop trying to order a collector's edition for a video game. Now, you'd think that I could walk into GameStop and I could order a collector's edition for a video game.
Right.
Except GameStop it doesn't have that for sale. They have the regular game for sale, but they do not have the collector's edition.
They wouldn't even order it for you?
No, they can't. It's only available through the – you can only buy the collector's edition by ordering directly from the publisher. Can you believe
weird.
That?
Weird. That's weird.
Yeah, I'll name the publisher, right? I'm naming names. THQ. You
bringing
had to
them
order,
out. You had to go
to the THQ store to get the collector's edition for Warhammer 40K Space Marine coming out in next month.
You done been shrunk, Warhammer.
That game's looking giant.
It's so fluffy!
So fluffy!
You done been shrunk, Tiny Warhammer.
Is that an MMO? I haven't been keeping up.
Warhammer?
It is, yeah. No. It's like a third person.
RTS?
It's, no, it's a third person FPS. Kind of like Gears of War style, if you want to think of it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, he's been playing his RTS a lot lately. You know, Blast used to be the RTS guy.
I
he did.
RTS. I just haven't had the time. The RTSs are.
Had a ton of them come through here.
You know what it is?
Off our hands, damn it.
Blame. Okay, again, I don't mean to keep bringing them up, but blame Valve because Free to Play Team Fortress
oh my
2
God.
Has been stealing a lot
there
of money.
I have been playing Team Fortress 2, by the way.
See,
wait. Let me
no, you are. You have been my favorite person
stop.
For a reason.
Let me interrupt you. last year, did you forget that you are a game reviewer and all your fucking games are free to play? Talking about Valve. You don't pay for the game.
I'm just saying.
Last year, you know, you should have reviewed the game that I did. By the way, if you guys want to visit GameAndAtrix.com, I put up a review on an upcoming game. We got a preview copy of King Arthur Fallen Champions. You should actually go check out the review. I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but you should go check it out. It's
preview,
good.
Right?
I think it's the preview. It was a preview copy. The game's not out yet.
I want to say it's out 26, I think. By the way, so make sure you go back 26. They're putting something else in it that you didn't have. But that's only going to be on the 26th, but you'll still be a hit. You know what? I will fucking cut you.
Really?
Yeah. They're offering something else.
No, it'll be in the download I got from Steam.
They're saying they're going to give you something. Other people are going to have to pay for whatever it is, but you'll get it automatically.
Shame on you, Corey. Shame on you.
Did I reveal something I wasn't supposed to say?
It was a Steam game. You were supposed to... Oh, my... She's in trouble.
That's your own fault. Do I not ask... Do I not send out a message?
Did I not respond to you and say I will
do
that?
No, no. That was not the one.
I've asked you twice for games review this last week. Twice.
He's not having
Okay, children. Let's get back to the show.
That was an iPad game.
You are so mad.
That was an iPad game I had last week. I have an iPad.
Steam.
No, that one was weeks ago. You were busy talking about Fluffy Cakes or something. I don't know.
Steam.
Hey, Custer, if you stop talking about this, I'll show you a picture of my Fluffy Cakes.
Okay.
Here we go.
It
works every time.
It does work every time. He's easy to please. Okay, so look here. Speaking of EA and all this gang signs and stuff, we were talking about this morning. I want to know what you guys think because, you know, in the morning we kind of have to keep it clean. Apparently, EA let me get the people right. And are now having turf wars over Battlefield 3? Yeah, and Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm.
So
I saw that too.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hope.
Really?
Wait, EA said that they hope.
They repeat it one more time because I don't believe.
In EA, Battlefield 3, Modern Warfare, and EA said to them, we hope that your franchise does rot unto the core, or from the core.
Does rot unto the core.
tell me more, Sir Lancelot. I wish to hear more.
That's a Lady Guinevere to you.
Lady Snow. Yes? Mm-hmm. Didst thou hear about Activision?
I did hear about the Activision tiff, and I do hope that it does not blow up too badly.
It's already.
It may make things a bit complicated. I do think that it is very, very bad to have this happen. As I sit here and buff my nails.
Lawless.
I'm getting yelled at.
What are they tiffing about exactly? I mean, what's the dealio?
Well,
to bring it forward a couple hundred years.
Did you just say what's the?
He didn't even say it right. What the dealio? He went all verbs on it. Dealio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's like,
what's
the dealio?
Sorry, I happen to have grown up in the Hamptons. I can't help that.
That
commercial and they were like. The guy I took up with the and he's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?"
Uh-uh.
Remember those?
No,
stop it.
I just hated myself. Go.
Which is why I said this, and I said it in old English. But he said, "We hope that your franchise rots from the core."
What
is that? What they really said?
EA said from EA's John Rizzo, who said he wanted the Call of Duty franchise to rot from the core. And this is an interview that was published on Industry Gamers is when he said this. Now, Activision, of course, is showing us the meaning of class and what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, that je ne sais quoi. Because they
say words, je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi, which is French for I don't know. He says this is not politics. In order for one to win, the other doesn't have to lose. Why can't we all get along? Why we got to fight? EA
that was a pretty classy response, I got to say.
It was. Yeah. But EA is not looking good these days. They're fighting with everybody. They're like the bully.
Maybe they need some Midol.
I have has a bottle of Pampering right here on my desk.
I got some Midol if you prefer that.
It helps with aggravation and agitation, EA.
I still don't understand why they want them to fail.
EA has been fighting with everybody.
I'm telling you, it's their time of the month or something.
Every day in the news, I kid you not, we have a story. EA is picking on somebody. At least half the stories, if you go look at GI.biz, they're in every story. Only one of them is good. They won an award at Gamescom, but that's the only one. Every one of them is bad. They're fighting. They're getting sued. Then they're fighting with Activision, and then they're fighting with Steam, and then it's just, what is going on over at EA?
Maybe they have PGS, pre-game syndrome.
It's very close to an acronym I came up with years ago, PEEPS, pre-expansion pack syndrome.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
Y'all hated me, didn't y'all? Yeah, I know y'all hated me. It's all right to say you hated
that
me.
That squeak was annoying as shit, just so you know.
I know. I heard it in your head. Bitch, will you stop doing? Oh.
Bitch, what are you doing?
Why do you keep going on a high register? Anyway, so EA is picking fights. Who else we have fighting? Google and Apple. Oof, and that was juicy.
Now, why are you going to fight Apple?
Google? Because they can. Again, that's our Godzilla versus Mothra fight. Because they can. Well, here's the way I understand it. Apple is
goddamn, my strawberry's withered. Okay, go ahead.
Checking me, taking all kinds of wrong.
If you just let me have your strawberry, I can make it unwithered.
It's rather juicy. I don't know if you can handle it.
Oh, hell yeah, I can handle it.
Ooh! Break it up, children. Break it up. Okay, so anyway, as I was saying, you have your Apple and your Google fighting.
Okay.
Yeah, well, apparently Google is pointing finger. You know, this is funny. Instead of, okay, we have a bully. EA's a bully. Google's a tattletale. Apple won't let us use their stuff. And Apple's like, you know, when us, because we're going to put ourselves in the parental role, whenever we turn our head, you know, Apple slaps Google in the back of the head.
Don't make me turn this internet around.
That's us. We'll make them turn this internet right around if y'all don't stop it. So they have a whole bunch of disputes every time Google tries to do something. And they bought Motorola. Did you guys know?
They did. I saw that. I have
did not know that.
Several billion dollars they bought Motorola. Yes. Yep. Don't you wish you could just, you know, do that here?
You know what's interesting about that real quick is that I read a story saying that once they bought Motorola, the Google engineers went in there and they're like, hey, these guys at Motorola don't know what they're doing. These guys are terrible. Like, apparently the Google engineers are so much better than everybody else's engineers. It's not even funny.
That means we get better Motorola phones, probably.
Well, I mean, they say that, but Android was just recently rated as probably the most closed system out there. Like, even the iPhone's OS is rated a better, like, a more open system than the Android, which doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever.
However, here's a rub. Look, we're going to be all over the place here for a little bit.
Yeah.
The rub is, okay, we were all talking about the iPad. iPad's most wonderful thing that ever happened. However, in doing the news this week, we found out one pad out there is not getting it to do with HP. That wasn't selling very well. Nobody's picking it up, so they've dropped the price. But here's the rub. Those of you who are living on your iPads to death, apparently the HP pad is the better one as far as multitasking. It out-everythings the iPad.
What?
Yes, and now it costs less. So I'm going to urge you to go out and pick up one.
Scandalous.
Sexy. Oh, wait, you forgot to do the snap when you say scandalous. You can't. There you go.
Scandalous. That's just scandalous, girl.
Did you put your hand on your hip, too?
And I did the whole, like, neck bobble in the face, you know?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Out of order. So, now, do you think that would encourage either of you to go out and pick up this lovely HP pad now that its price has dropped? And
not really. I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, the whole.
What am I going to use for it?
Right. So I heard somebody tell me that if they could hook up a keyboard to it, just talking about the iPad.
And you can now. They released one today.
You can, right?
Yeah.
But if you can hook up a keyboard to it, and if it could just do like one or two more things better than what it does now, then they would use it as a replacement for their PC. Like, for instance, word processing. apparently isn't the best on the iPad. And so, like, so I guess you need a computer for that. And, you know, I don't know. This, again, I don't have a lot of background. This is just a comment from a person who carries their iPad with them everywhere that they go. They told me that the iPad just, it's just not quite there. They still have to use a standard PC to be able to do all their work.
Well,
so,
today Logitech released a keyboard for it, but I don't see a lot of people buying this keyboard because of the cost.
How much is it?
Yeah.
Well, how much? Let's preface it. How much have you spent? What's the most you spent on a keyboard?
Oh God, I don't spend much at all.
Like $10, $20 maybe dollars.
I think mine is $35. The one that's sitting in front of me now. What about you, Snow? Just throw a number out there.
Probably $25, maybe.
One for the iPad, $119.
Good Lord! What the hell for? What does it do? Get up and do a dance?
It folds up and it charges. That's pretty much all I got. Yeah. 119 big fat juicy dollars for your iPad keyboard. And if you go ahead and slap, you can actually get a new laptop from HP and a free Xbox included. You know what? Both of these two are out of order in the chat room. Our private chat. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. You hear the Skype alerts popping up, and they're saying not so nice stuff. Bad children. Bad. Bad.
I'm just saying, no matter how you package it, I need a PC to do certain
things. Yeah. If you change the sound of that vowel, that's a whole other word. Anyway.
Wow. Oh, my God. Speaking of doing bad things, Corey.
I don't know what you're
saying. Bad things.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I know you never do anything. You're always innocent.
I'm innocent as long as...
Anywho. I don't know. Sorry.
Good sir. Continue, my good sir. Yes?
No, I was just going to say that. You know, having... Lately, I don't know. Lately, I really haven't found anything interesting to play.
You know, like, besides the whole thing that Snow was saying when she was talking about GameStop's profits were down.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they don't have any hard, you know, any games. It's not just because there's no, you know, that they're not getting them in. It's because there aren't any. I mean, there's nothing that's exciting out that I was like, oh, my God, I will sell my left foot. I need to get rid of it. I got to have this game. Very few games like that have come out in the past 2 months.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm going back to old standbys that I've been playing for years. It's because they're just, I mean, there's a lot of nice games announced. I mean, a lot of nice games announced. Like, I mean, I'm looking forward to Scrim, you know, the new Elder Scroll game coming out. That sounds really cool, and I love hearing.
You said Scrim.
Isn't it Scrim?
Everybody pronounced it different. I heard Scrim, Skyrim, Scrim. I don't know.
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. The new Elder Scrolls game. I'll just say that for now.
That's another fight going on, too.
I know, with Minecraft.
There's a new Elder Scrolls game? Daggum doohickey. There's another Elder Scrolls game coming out? Why was that so hard to say?
There's a Minecraft. Is it expansion?
No, there's another Elder Scrolls, but then Minecraft has theirs also called Scrolls, and instead of them changing the name, they're fighting with the people over at the Elder Scrolls. Everybody is fighting, and
right.
It's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Everybody, yeah, what is the deal with that right now? I thought profits in the industry were way up right now. In fact, I thought I'd read an article recently saying that this is like, not only is it record profits for the movie industry right now, but I think the video game industry is also enjoying record profits.
It's a yes and no thing. I mean, on one hand, yes, and on the other hand, there's a lot of studios closing, but, you know, I don't think they're necessarily closing for good. I think they're shifting. We joke a lot about in the mornings, since Ginger and I are in Texas, that people need to move to Texas. But ironically, there's a lot of studios opening here in Austin, in Houston, in Louisiana, of all odd, crazy places to open a game studio. But there's a ton of them opening. So I think they're feeling the stress. You know, if you live in Seattle or you're up in, they keep closing your studios and they're opening up down here, then I can try to figure out how to pack up and move my, you know, to Texas, or even California might be a little irritated with us for that. But let us just point out to you, our ground doesn't move.
Right? Y'all can come to Atlanta to visit me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got lots of games. things around you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Isn't Bethesda up around her way?
I believe so. I've got a pick near me, so it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. So you got Bethesda. You got Bethesda near you. That's where everybody wants some Bethesda.
Bethesda's so nice. So Bethesda's really nice. But there was a game they recently put out that really fell on its face. I'm trying to think of what it was.
That's bad when you can't remember what.
Yeah, I can't remember what Bethesda game came out was like. Was really bad. One second, I will tell you in a few seconds here which one it is. Brink.
Yes.
Brink.
Yeah,
Brink.
I was looking so forward to Brink.
Yeah.
Wait.
What was that about? That sounds familiar.
Brink was the was supposed to be the genre destroying game. You saw all these hype videos before Brink was released about the end of genre was what the videos were called. And it was a series talking about, okay, yes, this is a first-person shooter, but it's so much more. It's got RPG elements.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
And all this. It ended up being Team Fortress 2, but without the really cool, you know, separate defined classes and without, you know, I mean, there's some teamwork involved, but it really wasn't cohesive, you know, you'd have to be a cohesive team to win a game. And so Brink, I mean, having played Brink, I got Brink for a special deal. I won't tell you what digital download service I got the special deal.
Oh, no, please don't.
I only ended up paying about $5 for the game, which is right now retailing for like $49. So that was the deal I got. It was really
pay $2 for the game if you go get it from the Redbox. Ironically, if you just want to try it out, $2.
Well, right, but I mean, you can legitimately own the game if you bought this for $5 as part of a 31 games for $69.
I remember you telling about that.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Anyways, so I played Brink for a while, and I was so disappointed. I was looking forward to Brink. I mean, I was at the end of genres, and I wasn't really believing them, but I like the art style of Brink. It has a real distinct art style. I love the character creation, how interesting you can make your characters look. I mean, all of that was really cool. And then I got to play the game, and it was just, it was so boring.
I will tell you a game that's highly underrated, ironically, would be Infamous.
Infamous. Go ahead.
Infamous is really pretty awesome. And I haven't even gotten to the two, but the first one came out, and people say, oh, it's awful. I will tell you, the camera is a little crazy. And we, as we all know, us girls have, you know, some issue with the motion, but I tell you. Yeah. Combat that, chew your gum, get your water, and you're 5 feet away from the TV. And with these big ass TVs, you should be fine. You should still be thing. So, but that's about it. The storyline is kind of engaging. I like that it's a completely open world, and I get to jump off of stuff. My favorite part, though, is the fire starters. I love it when I hear them coming. I'm usually laughing so hard I always die. Dun, 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 dun. You hear them coming around the corner, that's what they're singing. Some version of Mission Impossible that's just crazy.
That's awesome.
I love that. Awesome. And then you got to try to outrun them or climb something. But it doesn't. I think that game is highly underrated. It doesn't get a lot of the love that it should. And some of you out there are so focused on, I need to be able to see the droplets of blood flying through the air and splatter on the camera, that you don't recognize a good story when you see a good story. Gameplay is relatively decent. Keeps me kind of occupied trying to figure out how to get out of stuff. Portal also didn't get a good rating this time. And I didn't. I got to play the first Portal, and I have two.
You found the second one didn't get a good rating? I thought it got a pretty good rating.
No. Some people were complaining. Remember Metacritic?
No, people were complaining, but the Metacritic rating was good, wasn't it?
I think they were complaining the reverse. I don't know. Whatever it was, somebody was complaining. And I said, this is not bad, because I like puzzle games for the most part.
Well, right. So, but by the way, speaking of that, see, this isn't a Valve piece of Valve news. You'll have to excuse me. By the way, 95% Metascore on Portal 2 out of 100. But there was a free DLC is coming before the end of summer.
For Portal?
Yes, for Portal 2. The free DLC is coming. It'll be free for PC. I don't know how Xbox and PS3 are going to handle it, but if you have the PC, it will be free.
I got fluffy cakes. It'll be free.
Right? Yeah. Like, hey,
What? I know if you're anticipating that Don't be alone.
Wait. I need to say thank you to Bonnie Jackson, who I've been bitching all day. Nobody wants to play any games with me. So Snow came in, and then Bonnie Jackson also came to play Sim Social with me. She left me a gift. Thank you. That's love right there.
You know I'm here for you, girl. You just got to tell me, Sherry, I found this game. I'll be like, what?
No, you and Ginger try to run away from me. Stop showing it to me.
Because you get us hooked on these games, and we're like, oh, come on now.
Or like my cousin calls me as soon as I answer the phone. She didn't say hello anymore. It's like, yeah, so that game you sent me? That's what I get. I go, hello? Yeah, that game you sent me? Yeah, I've been playing it for 5 hours. Thank you.
It's all your fault. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call her right after the show. Guess what I got, Sim? On Facebook, you know you want to play.
Mm-hmm. I want to play.
You are playing.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, I had to duck in to accept my gift, and my Sim sync is broken.
Still broken?
It's still broken. I got to get out. I'm gone.
Why didn't you fix it?
Because I'm doing this show. She can live. I already checked the FAQ.
She'll be
she
all right.
She can die. Look, yeah, I checked the FAQ. She can't even die. So, no, she'll be all right. Till I get back.
Can't die? Oh,
no, they can't die. She can be unhappy till I get back. Did you just go, psh?
Yeah, dude, that's perfect. They can't die. Screw that.
See, they should have made it so they die. That would have been fun.
I thought it was like, you know, real Sims game where they can die.
Oh, man. My Sims die. They hurt my heart when they die. That one, did I tell you about the vampire?
No.
Okay. See, now, EA, this is where y'all are fucked up and brilliant at the same time. They are.
Backhanded compliment, if I ever
yes,
saw one.
Yes, it is. Somebody needs to backhand them bitches. Anyway, I had a lovely vampire girl dating a rock star, and he had a whole bunch of girlfriends. He got mad at her because she was cheating, had a party, and met her downstairs. No, this is not my imagination, people. This is how it went. This is what I'm watching on the screen. He met her downstairs to tell her she couldn't come into the party and that he caught her cheating and told her GTFO. And she turned around and grabbed her chest and went, oh, and then burst into dust.
Are you serious?
Yes, you're not. And I was like, oh, God, why wasn't I recording that? I'm so
That's pretty sad. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
That's what you get for dating a rock star. Y'all know.
Oh, my gosh.
All girls know you don't date rock stars, especially if you're a vampire.
Yeah, you
I'll still do it. I won't be bursting into flames anytime soon. I'll
yeah, but there'll be some flames in your crotch area after a couple weeks. Those rock stars are nasty.
Do yeah. I want to ask how you know this?
I'm just saying. If you hear the stories about, if you heard stories about Gene Simmons from Kiss and all that,
ew,
the venereal diseases.
I don't even want to think about him. Dang.
Okay.
You like giant tongues?
Oh. No. Before we have to go, let's get off the subject of giant tongues, bad people. Okay, so Michael Cerny is predicting that we will not be having any more single-player games in about 10 years. How do y'all feel about that?
Valve said the same thing, and then they end up releasing a single-player game.
No. He's not saying that their company specifically. He's saying he believes the whole slot of single-player in about 3 to 10 years from now will be gone.
I don't believe that.
Right, I don't believe it either.
I'm sorry,
I don't believe that.
Thanks.
Oh, I don't mean to interrupt you. Sure. Okay.
No, go ahead. It's fine. Okay. It's fine. I'm happy earlier, so you get away with it.
Aww.
I just don't want to ruin my anyways.
Keep them in line, girl.
That's right.
I speak now.
Tap again. All right.
You may.
I was just going to say that I don't feel so. Was asked this question about a year ago, and he said that he knew that Valve was probably not going to be doing any more single player games, and I think that's going to be the case. I mean, especially since people still want Half-Life 3, and that was a single player game. I mean, he might have said it, they're not going to be making only single player games, and that I could see because a lot of more popular titles are pure multiplayer games, but I still think there's something to be said for a really good single-player storyline, something that pulls you in, like a movie.
Yeah.
You know, a good example of that would be Uncharted.
Play Noir.
If you ever played those. Play Noir. I have not played that. I'm really interested in playing that. How is that? Have you played that?
No, I'm thinking about getting it tomorrow from the Red Box.
I've heard good.
I think I'm addicted to the Red Box.
I still have to roll with my Dragon Age games.
Yeah.
Because those do pull me in.
Yeah. I think in that instance, when it's a game, especially Dragon Age, with especially for us girls, it's got the little romance element.
Oh, that's great.
It's fun because you can it's weird enough, you can kind of predict where a human is going to go when you say something to them. You know, if you can hear them speaking, you know, I know if I say, she's looking fucking hot. I kind of know what your reaction is going to be, depending on the mood she's in. But with the kind of what they program. So it could be you say, you look fucking hot. What are you talking to me? What do you mean? Oh, wait a minute. No, that's a compliment. Let's try this again a different way. I don't want to see that single player. That, and I like to roam around. I'm tired of y'all telling me I need to look at the textures.
You do that a lot.
I can tell you that Corey likes to roam.
Yes, he can. Not keep up with me. This is what happens when we go into Second Life. Let's all go to stand by the NCIB. Where'd Corey go?
I think Corey needs medicine. Really, seriously. No, I think Corey needs some medicine. Because
she's perfect the way she is.
Aw, thank you.
And then he turned around. I'm right back. I gotta go do something. I'm right back. Somebody missed me. I'll be right back. And then you never see her the rest of the evening. Where are you? Oh, I'm Sim. I'm in some Sim. I don't know where I'm at. Hold on a second. These people hit me. Oh my God, they're hitting me. I'm gonna hit them back. Folks, if you want to know something about being friends with Corey, this is what you have to endure. You have to endure the attention span of an ADHD gnat, basically. Okay?
I have an attention span. I just have to do six things at once. So y'all can...
Right. And then you get a play-by-play. Oh, God, it hit me. Oh, God. See, I got the bitch. Got the bitch in the back. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, that is word for word right there.
That was word for word.
That is word for word. So before you go wishing that you had a cool friend like Corey, understand that. That's what comes with the territory.
This is what it takes.
It is pretty much like that, yeah.
Yeah, that was me. Except for last time, I was yelling because I was hitting Blaster in the back.
Right.
He forgot that. I was playing Assassin's Creed and I was slicing it. Want some of this? You want some of this? Of course, he was trying to talk to me, which is what was making it really...
Corey, I was trying to play the game. So what am I supposed to do, Corey? Take this, bitch! You're right, bitch. You're in my world now, bitch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is you. Even when I play games with you, it's like that.
Thanks.
Hey,
she's
a with me. You and I play whole other kind of different games. I'm usually whispering stuff about you. Do you see that girl's dress?
She's usually stabbing you in the back. It's just not with a knife.
No, I don't stab her. She and I are playing.
No.
About the people in I am her. Oh, look, that girl.
We'll be like one way in open chat, and then when we get to IMs, we're just totally different.
Look at that bitch's hair. Oh, where she bought it from? Click on it to find out where she bought it from. Tell her it's pretty. It's not pretty. It's ugly. Oh my God, look at her hair. Anyway, so as we were saying, we do like single player. We need to keep it.
Yes, that's exactly what we were saying. Yes.
I enjoy playing by myself with myself.
You enjoy playing with yourself? That's good to know.
I do.
There's nothing to that.
There really, there is not a damn thing wrong with that, no.
I just need to get something to look at while I'm doing that. That's all. That's why single player campaigns are, to me, you know, again, it's about the story. Because playing multiplayer, it's really hard to cram a story into a pure multiplayer game.
It's not hard.
I mean, that was the other problem.
It's not hard. It's that do the developers want to do that? Splinter Cell Chaos Theory had a really good story multiplayer. It wasn't like eight people. It was you and one other person. So that was a... What?
Right. Well, bringing this full circle back to Brink and why I mentioned them and why they were so bad is that the single-player campaign was the exact same as the multiplayer. Like, it was just all it was. Multiplayer match with bots instead of real people, and it was spliced in between little cutscenes that were the same each time you played the game, and it was like the same 2-minute, 3-minute cutscene that was supposed to propel the story forward, which it really didn't. They were too short, and there just wasn't enough background information to even get you interested in the cutscene. So it was basically an annoyance in between bot matches. That was the single player campaign. That is the wrong way to do single player campaigns.
Well, you know how they are. That's called I'm lazy, and I didn't feel like programming you an actual story.
Right. They wanted to end genre by just making a horrible game so you'd never want to play that genre ever again. That's how they were going to end.
But I tell you what's odd about us gamers is sometimes we don't appreciate when people do give us something a little different. I'm going to go back to my GTA again. Probably some of the most original multiplayer type matches that people just don't grasp because they're so used to the, you know, Halo shoot 'em up. I really like the one where you have against the clock, you have to find all the hidden drug stashes. And if somebody gets killed, you can pick up theirs. So it's really kind of a, oh, they got to the green one, I'm going to mow you over and take it from you type of thing. And then you got to get it back to your particular mob boss, you know, in under this certain amount of time. But the gamers, some of you out there don't appreciate that. It's something different. And that's why we are so bored now. There's nothing new coming out. We need something earth-shattering to come out. I don't know who's going to do it.
Right.
Who's going to do it?
I do need something earth-shattering.
Okay. It's going to have to be like a motion, real-world mixture, people coming to your house and sitting on your couch with you, something done. Somebody do it. Something amazing. Is it time to go? You know what?
It is.
I'm going to roll my eyes at you two.
It is time to go, actually.
It is time. All right, that's fine. I'm going to buck the trend here. I'm going to play something.
You dirty sluts.
You dirty whores.
Those of you who like our crazy ramblings, keep in mind, if you like Women Gamers, Women in Games conferences in London come September 11th. Through the 22nd, something like that. And I'm sorry, September 22nd. I'm sorry.
Hip, all that good stuff.
Hip, cheerio, and all that good things. Yeah. I don't have any more detail other than that. we'll try to be there. Wait a minute, I'm not allowed in London. Snow and Ginger and Blaster will be there.
You can come to London.
No,
it'll
be fine. I am not permitted in London.
It'll be fun, you know.
I am not allowed to go to London. How many times I got to do?
That's why it's fun.
See you guys next week.
Peace out.